This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 29th. I'm Paul Plack. The Ares 1X test rocket lifted off at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida for what NASA calls a successful two-minute powered flight. Officials in 12 states have succeeded in getting some financial relief for their citizens who were caught in the Silver State helicopter's collapse last year. NBAA 2009 saw 91% of last year's exhibitors return, drew almost 100 aircraft to the static display at Orlando Executive Airport, and saw attendance reach 75% of last year. Ed Boland says those numbers prove the show remains an essential venue for buyers and sellers in the industry. American Eurocopter says it has received Part 142 certification for its EC-135 training program, allowing simulators to save operators some costs. The Airline Pilots Association is coming to the defense of two Northwest pilots who admit they allowed distractions to result in overshooting Minneapolis. After 3 years of stalled talks, Hawaiian Airlines pilots are asking the National Mediation Board to declare an impasse, which could set the stage for a strike 30 days later. The wreckage of an Army C-12 Heron twin turboprop has been recovered in Afghanistan, along with the bodies of three civilian crew members. The plane had been missing for 2 weeks. Boeing's new forecast says the world will need 29,000 new airliners through 2028. VP Randy Tinseth notes that 27% of them have already been ordered. Frasca International says it has sold two Cessna 172 simulators to the same Russian flight school that ordered 12 actual Skyhawks. And is President Obama about to spill secrets about extraterrestrial life and go on to become the leader of the world? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, IAM President Tom Buffenbarger addresses NBAA 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.